News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 30 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss. Produced on the 22nd of July 2023.
And in this edition, a talking tape measure, some audio described shows in August, a phone app that demonstrates eye conditions, a rail campaign, and the Concerto 3 multifunction player and radio. And all in under 10 minutes.
The ProTape 16 talking tape measure is a 16-foot or 5-metre tape measure which, say the manufacturers, will measure with an accuracy of 1 millimetre or 1/16th of an inch. It has an automatically retractable yellow metal ribbon with standard black metric and imperial measurements readings marked on it. Readings can be taken in feet and inches, metres, centimetres or millimetres, and it can be converted between those at the touch of a button. And if you press a button on the side of the case, it can add the width of the case to the measurement it speaks.
107 millimetres, including case.
It can also add the measurements to a memory to enable total measurements of up to 999.99 metres to be remembered by the unit until it's switched off. And the tape measure can be set to zero at any point. The measure itself measures 95 by 72 by 52 millimetres and it's powered by a standard PP3 9-volt alkaline battery. It's sold by both Cobalt Systems at £59.95 with battery fitted, £57.95 without a battery, and by RNIB at £59.99 with a battery, so just about exactly the same price. Cobalt Systems can be phoned on 01493 700172. That's 01493 700172. And RNIB are on 0303 123 9999. 0303 123 9999.
InfoSound.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical, at the Sunderland Empire on Wednesday, August the 9th. The drama and comedy musical Groundhog Day at the Old Vic in London on Saturday, August the 5th. The drama and comedy The 39 Steps at Theatre by the Lake in Keswick on Saturday, August the 12th. The musical of Disney's The Lion King at the Birmingham Hippodrome on Wednesday, August the 16th. And the drama and comedy The Ocean at the End of the Lane at the Bristol Hippodrome, also on Wednesday, August the 16th. These are just a few examples of the many audio-described theatrical performances coming up in the first half of August. These are all provided by audio describers Vocalise, who've also trained others to provide their own audio description. So it's worth checking whether any live performance, including dance and opera, that's coming to your area is being audio-described or made more accessible for someone with vision impairment through the use of audio in one way, shape or form. Vocalise Advance publicises the events that it's audio describing, and if you'd like to be put on their list to receive a large, bold print copy of their listings, or find out how to go online to get the latest details, Vocalise may be phoned on 020 7375 1043. That's 020 7375 1043.
InfoSound.
Now, if you were with us a couple of weeks ago, you would have heard mention of the importance of letting sighted people know how you want them to give you information, be that directions in a public place or maybe product details over the counter. This can also help sighted people to understand what the world looks like through your eyes. Well, joining us now is Sean Fowler from the Partially Sighted Society with news of a pretty recent development, and it's one which, if you have a smartphone, could really help sighted people to understand your eye condition so much better. I think that's right, isn't it, Sean?
That's absolutely right. So trying to explain to somebody what an eye condition is, it's very difficult using words. It's very hard for people to visualise, especially same because different eye conditions affect your eyes differently. So some people have tunnel vision, some people have central vision loss. So I found an app that actually uses smartphone cameras to display on the screen different eye conditions. It's called Sim by ViaOpta, and it shows a massive range of eye conditions from macular degeneration all the way up to glaucoma, cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, retinitis pigmentosa, you name it. So, for instance, if I open up the app and use macular degeneration, it will put the central vision loss on the screen, as well as the warped vision that is caused by macular degeneration.
Right, so it takes a camera photo on the smartphone and actually puts the picture through the amendment that is made to what a person with that particular eye condition is seeing.
Absolutely correct, yes. So you can run it over some paper, for instance, and tell them, this is sort of similar to what I can see, this is why I have difficulty, say if it's macular degeneration, why I have difficulty seeing your face, but I can also see a bit of fluff on the floor. So the app will show you a blacked out central vision, but also keep the edge of the screen clear.
And what was the name again? I know it had SIM in it.
It's called SIM by ViaOpta. So that's SIMBYVIAOPTA. SIMBYVIAOPTA.
And it's free and you just download it for your iPhone or indeed for an Android phone as well?
Absolutely, 100% free, and you just download it on Apple or Android.
Sean, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure, thank you very much.
InfoSound.
RNIB has announced that it strongly opposes changes proposed by train operators, which could lead to the majority of ticket offices closing in England as well as at Glasgow Central Station. The charity says that blind and partially sighted people already face barriers to independent travel, and they're very concerned that the closure of rail ticket offices will have a severe impact on vision-impaired people's ability to purchase tickets, arrange assistance, and travel by rail, fearing that without ticket offices, rail passengers would be forced to purchase tickets online or using ticket vending machines at the station, with neither of these options, they say, being accessible for many blind and partially sighted people. Private rail operators have said that ticket office closure plans are not yet finalised and that they will have more staff on and around platform areas available to help passengers. RNIB has set up a petition to challenge this decision going ahead, and more information about this campaign can be found by emailing campaigns@rnib.org.uk or by calling 0303 123 Double nine, double nine. That's 0303 123 9999, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays, and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays.
InfoSound.
And finally for this week, a brief mention for British Wireless for the Blind Fund's multifunction Concerto 3 audio player, which is freely available to any blind or partially sighted person who meets the charity's lending criteria. And you can check those with them. This is the third version of the CD, cassette, USB memory stick player with bookmark facility, combined with FM, DAB and DAB Plus radios with preset memories. It can record using an internal or external microphone and can record from radio, CD or USB onto tape. It can be mains or battery powered for portability, and with its high colour contrast yellow and charcoal grey design with tactile controls, it has, like all previous generations of the player radio, been specifically designed for blind and partially sighted users. If you don't qualify to receive the Concerto 3 on free permanent loan, it can be bought from BWBF Direct, that's the trading arm of the charity British Wireless for the Blind Fund, and also from RNIB, who sell it for £245. And in either case, you can find out more by phoning British Wireless on 01622 754 757. That's 01622 754 757, or you can email info@blind.org.uk.